was doing, just as I told the white lady I worked for. I said, nah, the colored people never know nothing about stealing. Mm-hmm. Tell the white folks, learn them how to steal. Well, who doing the most stealing now? Up yonder in Washington, that's all they doing. Down here in New Orleans, that's all they doing. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, the colored folks didn't know nothing but slavery. They didn't know how to go nowhere and steal nothing because they didn't have time. They was cleaning up woods and making cross ties and everything. All this farmland you see in here, the slavery folks cleaned it up. Well, did they have time to steal anything? No. No. Well, now see what I'm trying to get you to see. Now, one man from, of course, you don't know where it's at, but it's from John and Phillips up here, plumb on down in Chauvin. One man owned every bit of that property. See what I mean?
One plantation?
Yeah. And just one white man owned it. See what I'm talking about? Now, when it was, when they first went on back, some of the colored peoples owned some of it through their parents. But he taken it, see? Old man by the name of Charlie Phillips. Mm-hmm. But now who went in there and cleaned it up? Why, the colored folks went in there and cleaned it up. But now the white folks taken it. See, that's what I'm trying to get you to see. We never had, my grandparents never had time to do nothing but come in and eat. Mm-hmm. Get up in the morning for a day and go to work. Come in at 9 and 10 o'clock at night. Well, what could they steal? Nothing. Not a thing. The white man learned him how to steal, that's all, because that's all they ever is done. They ain't done nothing but stole in their life.
How would people around here feel about an interracial marriage, like a black and a white marriage?
Well, I don't know now. I heard they had one down here in the south part of Louisiana about 2 years ago, maybe three. But it was all right with the parents, so I heard that I heard it over the TV, over the radio, that the parents said they were satisfied over it. You know, if they wanted one another, it didn't make them no difference.
How would you feel if one of your children had married a white? Would that bother you?
Mm-mm.
Just whatever that
you... Now, I tell you what. My grandson was here with his wife. He left here, said it was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't colored. But she wasn't American like you. She looked at more, she's a French.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say she was. But, and I tell you how I feel about it. Long as she treats me all right.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted my grandson, and he wanted her, it's all right with me. Because he brought her here, and I told her when she come, when she walked in on the porch, I said, feel just like you at home. I told her, there's plenty of food in there. Anything you want to cook, you cook it. I said, this is y'all's room, long as you're here, see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's all right with me. As Paul said, this book said, let every man be persuaded by his own opinion. But he said, let it be a good one. Now, don't be no bad opinion. Let it be a good opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So if they find out it's good, it's all right with me.
What would you call white people that you look down on? They don't work. They don't try to do anything for themselves. They're poor, but they don't try to help themselves at all. What would you call whites like that you just look down on?
Now, you call a person, even he don't have to be white, if it's a colored person. That's what you call a slummy person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What about poor white trash? Did you ever hear that?
Well, yeah, now I have a white... As a white lady, she uses that word all the time about her own self, you see.
She calls herself?
Yeah, she says, poor white trash.